Continuing on now, of course, you can always follow us, The Steve Greer Show on Facebook. And hey, do me a favor. Go to Facebook right now if you've got the opportunity. Follow us, The Steve Greer Show. We're trying to get to 10,000. I think I could use your help to get there, and I appreciate it. The Steve Greer Show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to drop a line or make a comment, you can always do that. We go to the mailbag often. SteveGruber.com and send us a note. The co-founder of the PBS NewsHour, Jim Lehrer, passed away yesterday at the age of 85. For news junkies, we know who Jim Lehrer is. We watched him for a number of years before PBS took the hard left turn. But Jim Lehrer, a great resource and a real genuine news junkie himself, passed away at the age of 85. We get that from Judy Woodruff. I want to go back to cap off the conversation from the first few minutes there. And that was the notion that Adam Schiff put forward, that it's all about Russia, right? And that if we don't take care of Ukraine and make sure they have lethal aid and military aid right now, we're going to be fighting Russia not there. We'll be fighting Russia right here at home. Russia's fixing to invade, apparently. I didn't realize that. You probably didn't either, but thankfully Adam Schiff brought it to our attention. But Ted Cruz destroys that central argument in this comment. It's bite number three with Ted Cruz. Bite three. Go.
If there is such a compelling national security interest to give military aid to Ukraine, then what do these House Democrats have to say about the years that Barack Obama refused to give lethal military aid to Ukraine?
And what about that? If it's such a big deal, why did Barack Obama only give blankets and lunch? How come he didn't send Javelin missiles, ammunition, rifles, mortars, jet planes? Why didn't Barack Obama do that? If it's so critical that we have to fight Ukraine and fight Ukraine's wars there against Russia to prevent Russia from fighting wars here, why on earth didn't Barack Obama send money? That's a question for the ages, of course, one that the Democrats cannot answer. All right, if you didn't see this, this is a really telling photograph and video out of Wuhan, China. A man goes to the airport. He is scanned for his temperature. You've seen the little temperature scanners. He's scanned for his temperature, and it comes back. Hey, it looks like he's got a fever. He could have the coronavirus. We need to do something about that. They put him in this box. It looks like the Pope Mobile. It's like this Pope Mobile thing. It's a box that's got like windows on, but they put him in a hazmat type suit, put him in this box, a quarantine box, and wheeling him out of the airport. That's how things are going in China right now. Five cities have been shut down. This happened at the airport actually in Fuzhou, southeastern China. There's also a case in College Station, Texas, reported. Texas A&M might have a case of the coronavirus there. We're waiting for confirmation of that, but the patient has been quarantined himself. Now, the man inside the box wearing the protective suit, mask, gloves, showing symptoms, including a fever during the screening, was isolated from all travelers and wheeled out of the airport. That's the situation that's going on, which is basically a quarantine war zone, according to those on the ground. But where did it come from? Where did the virus come from? That's the real question. It's a new coronavirus strain yet to be named. It originated in Wuhan, China, just last month. It's put the entire world on alert, halting flights. China has now closed five cities altogether. Now, here's what researchers appear to have connected the dots. Officially named 2019-nCoV by the World Health Organization. And it first spread to humans because of exposure to snakes. Snakes at a wholesale market. The study concludes that the first human diagnosed with the strain of coronavirus had in all likelihood visited a market in Wuhan, where a large assortment of wildlife were available for purchase, including snakes, bats, farm animals, poultry, and seafood. What's for lunch? Yeah. A detailed genetic analysis of the virus was performed, and it was compared to others. And what happens is these viruses have a tendency to combine and then mutate. That's what they believe has happened here. And the one that mutated was derived from snakes. So if there are snakes on the plane, you got real problems there. Meanwhile, it is like living in a war zone by all accounts in Wuhan and elsewhere. It's been locked down. People are looking out their doors to see soldiers in the streets wearing face masks, all being screened for the virus. Doctors in hazmat suits treating patients sickened by this mystery illness. Remember this. In 1918, there was a pandemic, a flu pandemic that went worldwide, went global. Somewhere between 50 and 100 million people died from that flu pandemic in 1918, 1919, and 1920. If a similar event happened today, people say that study these sorts of things, the death toll could reach a billion people worldwide. And that's why there's always this concern when a virus like this emerges, which is why China's treating it like a war zone. All wearing protective masks, all trying to stay away from the virus, trying not to get sick. And, of course, with the way we have transportation these days, one infected person gets on one plane prior to showing symptoms, boom, worldwide, that fast. And that's what we're waiting to find out from College Station, Texas, is whether or not that student there who had visited China and traveled from Wuhan, had not gone to that market but had been to Wuhan, where the coronavirus has originated. That's where the student was. And so the doctors quickly reacted, undergoing tests. And they're working in the Brazos County Health Department to determine if this student may have brought this virus to Texas, to the United States, for the first case here. We'll keep an eye on it, and we'll keep you up to date, of course, and try to keep you healthy. We'll do our very best. It is 25 after on a Friday. Man, it's been a big week. We got a lot to cover. We're going to cover Virginia not only going after guns, but after the First Amendment as well. Your freedom of speech is the next thing to be targeted by lawmakers in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Can you imagine? Well, kind of told you that's the way it would go. Told you that's the way it would go. Plus, the United States Senate, Democrats think they can win it. I got bad news for them. Straight ahead on the Steve Gerber Show.